Forces for Freedom and Change Coalition officials say they reached an agreement with the military on a draft constitutional document brought up for discussion by the Sudanese Bar Association. At a news conference in Khartoum Wednesday, Yasser Arman, a prominent leader of the FFC coalition, says the document would end the military rule in the country and establish a civilian-led transitional government headed by a civilian prime minister. He says the FFC coalition has taken into account observations made by the military on the draft, which is being discussed by a technical committee. He says once those observations are incorporated into the draft, details of the framework agreement will be announced.
The political process is now possible because we have an agreement by the majority of political forces on the draft constitution that was drafted by the Sudanese Bar Association. We also expect that there will be a political declaration which should be announced soon. It is also possible because the military component has accepted the draft.
The FFC coalition signed a power-sharing deal with the military in August 2019 to form a transitional government led by former Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok. But last year's military coup upended the transitional government. Military leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan detained several political figures, including Hamdok. Since that time, the country has been in a constitutional vacuum. Pro-democracy activists have continued to organize a weekly protest in capital Khartoum, demanding an end to the military rule and reject any compromise or negotiations with the military. Ahmed Esmat, a spokesperson of the Khartoum State Resistance Committee, downplayed the FFC announcement on a framework agreement reached with the military. Esmat says the committee will reject any deal that does not fulfill the aspirations of thousands of young Sudanese who sacrificed their lives during the revolution.
We call this as a political compromise and a submission to all the demands of the military, as simple as that. And we as resistance committees reject it in detail.
Some Sudanese political parties also reject the draft constitution, accusing both the military and the FFC of excluding others. At a news conference this morning in Khartoum, Hashim Sheikh announced a new roadmap for more consultations on yet another draft constitution. He says the draft presented by the Sudanese Bar Association was not inclusive.
We hope that this draft constitution gives an opportunity to all the Sudanese political forces to express their opinion. And at the end of the day, we all agree on a common ground.
The UN and the African Union have tried to engage the parties in talks in recent months to break the political deadlock among different Sudanese political parties. Mediation officials announced last week they got the green light from all parties in Sudan, including the military, to begin talks before the end of this month. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.